from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the time of the season where the vets get back into fighting form and the newest players battle it out for a full-time roster spot.
When training camp comes around, it's go time for me.
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Our Falcons are putting in the work ahead of the 2024 season.
And nobody's got camp covered like us.
We gotta get a rhythm, man.
It's Dukes and Bell talking camp live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as we take you to camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
You know, we're arguing about something that's good. We're arguing about, was Michael Money Harris the first opposing player to hit one in McCovey Cove last night? A bunch of Giants. Obviously, Barry Bonds used to hit them in there all the time, right? Jeff Kent as well. Those are the guys back in the day. But so we were sitting here, and Mike's like, I don't think that's right. And Turtle's like, I'm not sure. And I'm like, well, Oren's saying it. So we're sitting here trying to figure out if that's the case. Oren said it was on the broadcast last night. Either way, it's good that we're talking about a guy hitting it in McCovey Cove and driving in runs, man. That's what happened last night with Michael Money Harris. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, the 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. Come on out. Hang out with us as we were here for practice today. Was here for Raheem Moore. His press conference following up the trade for Judon last night, late yesterday, actually. And we talked about it, you know, in the show with you guys. But
it was the first grand slam into
from an opposing
call
from opposing opponent. Yeah. So, there you go. You get a credit. All right. So, good stuff, man. But we were like, no, I can't be right. You think about all the games that have been played there, and you would think that
I misunderstood. I thought he said it was the first home run by an opponent.
No, grand slam.
That's the way to go, Oren. You get the producer.
So, but we were up here for Raheem's presser, and we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later on if you did not have a chance to chime in. Because, you know, yesterday, people, Mike, at the end of the show, there was this energy, man. It was a static. Folks are ecstatic about the idea of adding Matthew Judon and the pass rush getting better. So if you have a thought or two, you can always text us, 404-726-0929, and we'll open up the phones again a little bit later on and talk about more about what's going on with the Falcons.
Well, I mean, look, regardless of what you felt about, you know, Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, I think most Falcon fans look at our team and say, we need edge rush.
Yes.
We've needed edge rush for much of – I mean, look, I've been a Falcons fan for 26 years, and darn, like, practically 20 of those years, we haven't had that big-time edge rusher. We've talked about, like, Patrick Kearney and the bomb squad back in the old days. You can literally count those impact dudes like Chuck Smith on one hand. John Abraham got there. We talked about Vic Beasley. But, of course, Vic Beasley was just sort of like came and he went, right? He just kind of never sustained.
Distant memory.
But in this case, you're getting a dude that plugs into a team, which people start looking at us a lot more seriously today than they did yesterday with the addition of Matthew Judon. And maybe we pull over the Justin Simmons deal as well to add some help at safety.
Well, here's the thing. Got to win this division, man. I mean, you talk about the easiest way to the playoffs. Forget about what you think about the Cowboys or the Eagles or, for that matter, the 49ers, Mike, or whoever else. The Lions in this, you know, the Packers who were a playoff team last year. Quickest way to the playoffs is win this division. Did this do that for us? Are we now the team that you say, hey, that's the team to beat? Forget about Tampa Bay. I know they won it the last 3 years, but what the Falcons did yesterday certainly improves their chances to win this division. That's how I'm looking at this. All the other stuff, whether we have to play, again, any of those other teams I mentioned down the road, you got to get in first, and the quickest way is win this division. So I think we're better than the Panthers, and that was prior to yesterday. I think we're better than the Saints. That was prior to yesterday. Did this put you over the top against the Buccaneers?
Well, the Bucs are basically running the thing back. You know, they kept a bunch of guys under contract. Certainly, you know, Mike Evans is back, and they've got Baker Mayfield. They gave him this contract that he was looking for. And Baker, you know, it's Baker. One day against us, he looked awful, and we won. One day he came up here to Atlanta and kicked our butts. So I think it's a divisional rival, so you got to respect them. But I think if Kirk Cousins is on his game with all the weapons we've got, now we finally take Pitts and Drake London and put them in the end zone like they should have been in years past, and that's going to be a big difference maker, Carl. I mean, that's why I know I always go back to 2016. Now I'm stoked. And I think last Chris was on after us as the Bridge Show before the Corky Kell Classic, people are fired up. You know, I only had one nitwit. He goes, who's Matthew Judon? I go, well, read up. I go, Google the stats. Yeah. You know, and you're a big NFL fan.
Thanks for paying attention.
You know, but I mean, this is better than the Hassan Reddick, because the Hassan Reddick thing would have really hamstrung you financially, despite the fact, yes, he's younger and he's as good, if not better, but this is a nice fit. And if he does agree to maybe a tweak to the contract, maybe some sort of structured bonuses or something, not sure how that's going to work, but all reports are he will and he is here, and it's going to play under the Patriots contract, as far as we know, which is $6.5 million.
Yeah, it is good news. And we'll talk more about Hassan Reddick and what's going on with the Jets and part of our NFL blitz. Before we get to that, though, the Bills today lose Matt Milano, guys, suffered a torn bicep, arguably their best defensive player. And you talk about trying to overcome some of these injuries. Starting linebacker out indefinitely. Sean McDermott, the coach of the Bills, said today. So he's undergoing surgery. They hope that he can return, Mike, potentially in December. By then, we're going to know a lot more about where this Bills team is. Remember, you lose Stephon Diggs. They let a lot of veteran guys go on that defense. And this is a guy that they were counting on a lot. Matt Milano is a guy, again, who was going to rack up a lot of tackles. So McDermott saying it's an unfortunate situation right now, but we just saw this with the Vikings, and today we see it with the Bills.
And this gets back to a conversation you and I have been having about the Bills the last 3 years. Your window of opportunity, your window when you got everybody under salary cap, you got a window with Josh Allen there, and now you miss your opportunities. You get the Chiefs to come to Buffalo, and you blow it, and now you look and you say, okay, you might make the playoffs, you might be a wild card, you know, you might fight for that division, but you're just not the same squad. Just, you know, it's kind of reminds you, like, the Falcons, honestly, guys, should have probably gone to the NFC Championship in 16, 17, and 18.
Yeah.
17.
Team was still good.
We absolutely shut down the Rams and the Eagles. We held those guys to 29 points in two games, but that was Sarkisian, couldn't handle the offense. 18, Sarkisian figures out the Shanahan offense, and that's the year that everybody got hurt. Keanu Neal got hurt, Debo, I mean, we got torn to smithereens on the defensive side. And now you're looking at Buffalo and saying, you got a window. You got to grab it. Grab the brass ring. They missed it.
Justin Poirier left this offseason. Jordan Poirier, the safety, left this offseason for the Bills. Micah Hyde also left this offseason. Those were key components. And so now this Milano injury for the Bills, he's in his eighth season. Big deal, man. Big deal. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Let's hear from our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Mike, we just said we got a likable group. We got a bunch of guys that are buying in, talented. And Cousins was talking about the fact how much he's enjoying playing with this group of guys and these coaches.
I'm enjoying it. I think it starts with Raheem. He's a cheerful person. You know, he doesn't carry the weight of the world on his shoulders, which a lot of head coaches do, understandably. But he comes to work. He enjoys being a coach. He enjoys being a head coach. He enjoys relating to people. You know, as I walked off the field today, he gave me feedback with a smile on his face. And I think that kind of infiltrates the whole building. I really like playing with, you know, there's guys who are younger than me, obviously, but I really like the guys, right? So I'm 35, about to be 36. They're 23, 24, but I feel like we're buddies, you know, and that's fun. I like them as people, and so I enjoy going to work with them. I think our offensive line is really humble and really hungry, and that's really fun to step in a huddle where you feel like these guys are, they just want to strain and work and do the best they can for their O-line coach, for me, for their teammates, and you just love that.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, man. As we talked about our conversation with Kirk yesterday, which kind of strangely turned into a conversation about hockey while we was waiting to go do the press conference with the media scrum. He really is, guys. And I thought it was interesting what Raheem Morris said to the media. I think you tweeted this earlier today about Matt Ryan.
I did.
About how there was a sort of a private Matt Ryan that was, you know, to get the blank off my field. And then there was sort of the public Matt Ryan, which was kind of like mainline Philadelphia public school. Hey, guys. You know, but the real Matt Ryan was the competitor. You kind of got like the sanitized version. And there's nothing wrong with that. But with Kirk Cousins, I think what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Mark Rabonda, he's going to join us from ESPN. He covers the team on a daily basis. He asked this question for a specific story that he's doing. And we'll tell you, let him tell you about the story that he's doing. But the answer revealed what I think many of you are wondering about Kirk Cousins. And it's are we getting what we see? Like, is this guy the real leader you guys keep telling us he is? And that's why I tweeted what I did, Mike. And then Ryan answered it the way he did. And his words were like, you guys got the fake Matt Ryan. And it was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, and he was like, look, you guys weren't around him every day when you say, hey, Matt, this is something we need to do. And Matt would go, no, we don't. Why? Explain it to me. This is what we...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Should be doing. And he would get into detail, and he said, Kirk is the same guy. So from a leadership standpoint, that is the comparison that he was making today.
Hey, we talked about the Matthew Judon move here. In case you missed it, we just talked about the top of the show. The contracts get moved. They move some money. A bonus is how you make the space, right, for Chris Lindstrom.
Yes, you have to.
And converting.
And Mike, by the way, does my theory hold up again about how this cap always never comes into play? I've told you guys this for years. Everybody gets so caught up in it. Oh, we won't have enough money. Isn't it amazing that they just find ways to get these deals done?
Yeah, man, $12.5 million salary into the signing bonus, and that's one of those guys you expect them to be around for a while. It's only when it doesn't work is when you got guys that are at the end of their careers and you move their money around, and now you're going to be getting hits for guys that aren't contributing.
And that's bad GMs.
And that's what happened to us because Matt Ryan became the one piece you could move the money around over and over and over.
Yes, and Terry Fontenot and those guys inherited that. That was not their decision.
Correct.
Okay?
But this is where we're at. So We've said it. You know, just because you're dead last. Like, how many years the Saints were dead last and found a way to make moves? Like, Jair Bird 1 year, and they had, like negative $12 million in cap space, and they pulled off a $40 million contract.
I like the way they did this. I hope that and I think it will work. But from a financial standpoint, we are not hampering ourselves with this kind of deal, even though you had to make the trade.
Yeah, and by the way, for guys that are chirping, we just said they're not going to take on the Hassan Reddick contract, because that would, you'd have to turn around and give Hassan Reddick a $120 million contract. That's not what you're doing. You're getting a guy on a prove-it deal, and perhaps there's going to be more to come on this one, but you've got a guy who's established and is really motivated, if not for here, to then get another contract next year.
All right, let's talk about the Jets. Speaking of Hassan Reddick, is he a distraction? This is what Robert Saleh said.
It's not. I promise you it's not. It's not frustrating because I don't have control over it. But like I said, we're excited about our group. Still looking forward for him to get here when he's ready. And when he's ready, we're going to embrace him with open arms and get ready to attack the moments that he brings to us.
Do you think it's a distraction?
Only if you get sick and tired of answering questions about another dude. Which you'll get more and more questions about that dude
eventually.
If he's not there.
You're right, eventually.
So, yeah, I mean, I just think that, like, it's the New York media. If you've been playing there a couple of years, you're used to it. Aaron Rodgers is, I think, used to some of the scrutiny. But Robert Saleh, I mean, at some point, is he going to pop? He always looked like very wrapped, very tight on Hard Knocks last year.
Well, you just heard Kirk Cousins say that Rock comes to practice. He doesn't have to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders.
No,
he's having a good time.
Right.
This guy's completely opposite. He is completely opposite. So to your question, I think he is going to pop. Don't know when, but I do think he's going to pop. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to blow.
He's going to pop. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about Hassan Reddick, and, you know, he's got to do, Mike, what's best for him.
Well, there's always new things in the league that, you know, I've been around 20 years. I've seen a lot of stuff. I think as players, we always first try and side with the player because you know what it's like to be a player. I don't know him well. I've had a couple messages with him, I believe, when he got traded. Obviously, we'd love for him to be here, but, you know, we don't judge him for trying to do what's best for him. I think what's best for him is to be a Jet because this is going to be a fun ride, but, you know, he's got to make the best decision for him and his family.
A balanced answer.
Okay.
Can't argue with that.
No.
But it goes back to the Jets general manager. You got to, look, if you don't do this without having something in place, or you miscommunicated something to the athlete and his agent who's now irked at you because he was under the impression he was getting a deal coming to New York.
I think so. Kevin O'Connell talking about the situation with J.J. McCarthy. It's Dukes and Bell again. We are giving you headlines around the NFL, guys, and there's lots of stuff going on as we prepare for our second preseason game against the Ravens on Saturday. Noon kickoff, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kevin O'Connell, he says he's excited to have a guy like McCarthy, but we now know he's done for the season.
Everyone should just be, you know, excited about the fact that we've got our young franchise quarterback, I believe, in the building. And now it's about the unique aspect of continuing a very critical development process for him, where maybe the physical reps aren't going to be there in the short term. But this is going to be a bump, small bump in the road. Other quarterbacks in our league have gone through similar things early on in their journey and came back stronger and better than ever. And that is not only my expectation. I know that is going to happen for JJ. So we'll have a great plan for him. You know, not only in the quarterback room with those other guys, but a process so him and I can continue.
That's one way to spin it. 18 weeks of mental reps, Carl. 17 weeks of game action. Mental reps is the key. Look, at least Anthony Richardson got on the field and was wowing people before he got hurt.
That's right.
But J.J. McCarthy only showed you a little bit, which whetted the appetites of Viking fans. So that's definitely positive spin, knowing Sam Darnold will be your guy. Now you're hoping that Jordan Addison's ankle is A-OK.
It's a great way to put it, Mike. Coming up, Midday Guys had a chance to catch up with Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? He is going to be a guy that has influence on this offense. He sat down and visited with Andy and Randy. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Hooters, guys, hanging out. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Big shout out to our buddy Alex, Steve as well, who hanging out at the bar with us. Mike.
Our buddy D, by the way, just rolled in. He had a cocktail and split, but he was just sharing some photos. Him and his wife went over to the Olympics in Paris. And it was funny. He said when he got the tickets, it said, you were sitting in row 28. And he goes, oh, man, we're probably, like, you know, 30 rows up. For some reason, the way they marked the seats, he was like three rows behind the bench.
I mean, he's got a picture. He's literally in Joker's grill.
I mean, it's some great shots of the 4x100. So, yeah, he spent 8 days over there in Paris. So, shout out, man. He was just showing us the pics. Really cool stuff.
Really cool. Coming up, as we say, thanks to
to Alex and Steve. We went to dinner last night. Mike said it. We celebrated the Judon, you know, trade. All right,
let's go celebrate by eating meat
and we
lots
did.
Of it.
But something happened at this dinner that you have to hear, and you will coming up in Guy Talk. But before we get to that, guys, the midday show. Andy and Randy had a chance to catch up with Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Asked him about the intensity level that's been turned up in practice, and how has it been for him?
Training camp is going good. Individually wise, it's going good for myself, and then going good as well. I'm loving the progress that we're all going. It's always a lot of competition, and things are on the upward for sure.
What kind of progress do you think has been made so far? Maybe from when we talked to you, obviously now you guys have been on the field a lot as a full team the last couple of weeks. What type of progress have you seen?
Consistency on just knowing the plays and not just, you know, out there just running it. You know, we did good in the OTA period of just going out there running, but now you actually know what's going on. You know the reasons, you know, the reasons behind everything, and it's good to put it on film and put it all together.
It looks like early on in training camp and also, you know, going forward, that you and Kurt have this connection a little bit. I mean, you're out there making plays. You make plays anyways, but it does seem like you guys are on this wavelength, even though you had never played together.
Yeah.
Being in OTAs to now, how has that, you know, that relationship grown through that process?
For sure. I mean, Kurt just gave me the freedom. Go run your route, go win. And I'm throwing you that ball. So it's a bunch of routes that that we have had that he's like, look, I can't see you on this route, but I know and I believe that you're gonna get open. So I'm throwing it.
Was that route, the corner route you caught a couple days ago? Because it did not look like he saw you.
Yeah.
When he threw it to a spot and it went right over the defender's head. Is that something you're similar to talking about?
Not that one.
Okay.
That was just double out routes on the side. He progressed to me.
Okay.
And it's more so some of the out routes and the deeper out routes that he just can't see. Maybe a flat defender's in the way or something, and he just trusts that I'm going to be this defender. So,
Darnell Mooney joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. Like Randy said, obviously that relationship is building. It's fun to watch you guys out there. What do you feel like you've learned about him as maybe as a player, but maybe as just a guy to be around, a teammate, all that kind of stuff that you didn't know having not played with him before?
He has a oomph to himself. Like, he is, like, from far away, you would think he's just the guy that just takes the blame for everything and just the quarterback that's just, you know, I'm just throwing the ball around. But I've talked to him in the room. He's like my locker buddy, so I've talked to him. And I just tried to install, and I'm like, yeah, you've had great receivers along with yourself, like Deshaun, Justin, Pierre, all those guys, but the common denominator is you. You're the leader of that boat. So, I mean, I'm happy to be one of those next guys. So.
What about the room that you're in, the receiver room? I was with Drake Lennon. I mean, we saw yesterday, great day from all of you. I mean, you guys were dominating. I don't want to say – you guys had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
And everything like that. How's that room coming to form and everything? Because, obviously, as you and him, you guys are the starters. You're coming out the tunnel when there's smoke and everything. But what about the other guys that are going to fill in those different roles that a lot of people don't look at as important, but it's very vital to the success of the offense?
I mean, everybody's ready, and everybody knows within this offense that anybody can get the ball at any time. There's not – I mean, obviously, me and Drake are, you know, going to be dominant as much as we can. But, I mean, having extra guys and having more guys, you know, that can fill in and do their role. And, you know, everybody, you know, within this room, I felt like everybody hones into their role and, you know, are very detailed into their role and love their role. So, and if they get, you know, somebody goes down or anything, they're ready to, you know, take on more. So, there's never, like, any – you know, pouting or anything in the room is a lot of fun. And right now we're just embracing each other because obviously we can't carry everybody. So right now we're just embracing the time that we have now with each other.
Kind of a two-parter here. How good do you – obviously it sounds like and understandably think this offense has a chance to be very good.
No.
Why? What makes you so confident that this offense can be dangerous?
Kirk Cousins and Z-Rob, man. Z-Rob comes up with some special plays.
Right.
There's a lot of space, a lot of freedom just to, you know, do whatever you got to do just to get open. And Kirk throws a nice softball. You don't – me and Drake was talking about the other day, you literally just catch it and just go. You don't have to worry about, you know, oh, my God, this ball is about to come with some heat. It's about to be a steamer. Like, you just catch it and just get the rolling. And previous quarterbacks I've had, like, that's something that's like, hey, slow the ball down. got some steam coming on there. But, yeah, Z-Rob and Kirk, man, they make this thing go very, very well. And Z-Rob is very, you know, accepting of anything that you may think of or anything you may want to add or anything. So,
you know, we just going back to you and Drake and things like that, and we talk about your offensive coordinator and how to utilize the talent that you have and the versatility that they have. And obviously, I want to know about your don't tell us what you're going to actually do, but are you working from like outside slot? Because a lot of time when people think of the third option or the third receiver, oh, he's automatically a slot receiver, mm-hmm. but you're not the third receiver. Are you 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Are you in that position to play in that slot where, you know, I mean, you're the player, you know what's in that in that funk down there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, me and Drake, we go everywhere.
Okay.
So sometimes, most of the time, I'm the single receiver on the backside.
Okay.
And then sometimes we can put me in the slot. There's a lot of, like I said, Z-Rob has some crazy things that just puts me a lot of everywhere, and I love it. I love it. So,
are we going to get a chance to see you before the Pittsburgh game?
On the field. No, sorry.
No. It's all right.
So we can stop it's talking. Honest. They're not playing.
Oh,
okay, we got it. Okay. It's not like how Kirk was like, Kirk was like, well, yeah, I'm not playing.
But I like that Darnell said it, too, because he knows if he kind of wavered, we just ask Kirk.
Kirk tells the truth about everything. Kirk tells, now, you got the bling. Do you play in the bling?
No. Well, this one, yeah, I may. It depends on the undershirt that I have.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's a beautiful piece of art. I'm just like,
I was going to wear mine today.
Yeah, but yeah.
You glad I didn't.
But, playing in it, yeah. You know that thing comes out sometimes, Darnell. You know that, man. Somebody snatch it and you'd be walking around and be hanging on your shoulder pad or something.
I'm not going for that.
Okay.
Hey, so when something, by the way, Darnell Mooney joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, fresh off the practice field. When something happens like what happened yesterday, yeah. with a big trade, team makes a trade for Matthew Judon, how do you find out about that? And then when you do find out about it, how much conversation goes on between you and some of the other guys?
I'm not on social media, so
God, good for you.
We got TVs all around in the locker room, too, so it pops up, and then, you know, everybody's, you know, you get some,
oh, right.
We got some things going on now. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl for real, for
right.
Me, so. I mean, especially if you're getting a good player. I've played against Judon. I've tried to block him. It was a crazy position trying to block him, but obviously I'm 180 or whatever. It's not happening. But I've seen him do some work to some other people. But so that's a big pickup for sure. And yeah. So I mean, we're happy to get any guys that come here and just help us win. So
how last one for me? How's this locker? Because you said in the locker room TVs. We haven't actually had a tour of it. I think the other guys went yesterday. But tell me about this place, because from the pictures, it looks like it's like, you know, like one of them college locker rooms.
No doubt.
That when you recruit, you walk them through there. How was that?
It's nice, man. It's nice. It's nice to have your own space and just, you know, you can chill out in there. Like I seen Jesse Koo and a couple other guys were in there like super late. I'm like, do y'all like to go home?
Right.
Like, bro, we've been done for like 3 hours, and they're just in there playing cards, just chilling. So it's a nice, relaxing place to just vibe out.
What's the best part? There's all kinds of amenities and all kinds of tech and all kinds of stuff like that.
I would think like the couches. You know, you just sit there and just chill.
Is it a rule that y'all got a shower before y'all get them damn couches?
No, it's not a rule. But I mean, everybody, you know, when you get. I'm supposed to be in the shower right now.
I mean, that's always the worst thing. You know, that's the worst thing. Guys get out to feel sweaty and just plop their sweat stuff on the couches where everybody sits.
This is the first locker room I've been in. Everybody's got pretty good hygiene.
So. Okay.
You love to hear it. Yeah. You love to hear it. Falcons with a lot of hype this year and a lot of really good hygiene.
There we go.
Darnell, thank you.
Appreciate you, my man.
We won't hold you up anymore.
Stay healthy, brother.
Get in the shower.
Thank you.
Man, that was it was a contrast of levels. You had Darnell Mooney down on very, very low, and Randy was really all over it today. I know Randy's listening, watching judging. But no, man, the idea being you got brand new leather sofas, you don't want somebody to be all stanky getting on the thing. You get to get the salt stains and jack them all up.
Y'all got to shower before y'all get on those sofas.
Sounds like Randy is becoming, it's like this progressive man. Randy is becoming somebody's dad. You best be showering before you sit down all
don't
sweaty
y'all,
on
put
that
y'all fucking butt on those shower, those sofas.
Yeah, man. Good stuff from Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? He's going to have a good year, man. I'm telling you. Hopefully, he can stay healthy and him and Kirk can continue to connect as they have in practice.
And if you're of a certain age, like Carl and I, if your dad had, like, the old bench seats in the car and the back of your legs on the leather on a hot summer day,
sticky.
Just like pulling them off. Yeah, nasty, nasty.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We'll find out what Turtle's got coming up next in Yeah Man, No Man. Hanging out. Gordon is our offsite engineer. He's been doing this a long time, man. He's good dude.
You're the man now, dog.
And we have Jersey Mike, who's with us a lot, but Gordon out here hanging out. Apparently, he's been misidentified as someone else on social media, and some of the ladies are loving it, apparently. That's what he was just telling me. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, we are alive at Hooters Mall of Georgia. You have to hear this story from dinner from Mike and I last night with a couple of buddies. It is something that you will want to hear. It's coming up next hour. Stay tuned for that. If you missed our conversation with Tyler Allgeier, it's coming up later on as well. As we had a really interesting conversation with him, Mike, as he was working out after practice. It's funny because, you know, we're waiting for these guys, but we can see them working out. And he was literally at the jugs machine. What's that sound? What's the sound?
Boom. Boom.
That's what it sounds like. And he's catching balls. And we're like, how many damn balls does this guy got to catch?
So Carl and I wait for the email. I go, well, you know, his post-practice ritual is 1,000 footballs. Boom. Boom.
So I'm like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, down this, you know, I can see him down. I'm like, Tyler, how many balls we got to catch? So then he goes from catching them to taking his shirt off to catching more balls. Right. Then he's working on footwork. I'm like, so anyways, we talked to him, but he's a great dude, man, and is excited about the upcoming season.
Right.
Also, we'll tell you the latest on who else the Falcons may be signing after getting Matthew Judon last night, Mike, which has got people amped up, man.
People are stoked, man. I know, Chris, you had the bridge show before Corky Kell, and Chris is going to join us right now and get some guy talk. So I said, yeah, man, no, man. But it makes you a player. You know, I mean, we're the top story on ESPN, top story on SportsCenter, on .com. So it moves the meter. I was watching Good Morning Football today. They were talking about it. I mean, everybody's saying we have not had pass rush.
That's right.
You know, I think the byline or the headline said a team that's always in search of pass rush for almost two decades, the Falcons.
Yeah, hopefully it goes that way, man. A story is up on the website as well about what he said about catching 4 to 6 buckets of balls. How does it sound, Mike?
Foom.
That's exactly what he was doing after practice. All right, man, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on today, my man? How are you?
Well, if I say the name Alicia Newman, does that ring a bell to you?
Alicia Newman. Alicia Newman. Well, she was a blonde I went to high school with.
Well, she is a blonde. You got that much correct.
If she's 55, then I made out with her.
What? Wait a minute. What?
She might not be 55.
Oh, different Alicia Newman. Back to you.
Mike, I think if you were a single man, you would definitely make out with her. She is the Canadian pole vaulter.
Yes.
That went viral.
Yes.
For after winning the bronze medal.
Yes.
She decided to celebrate.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying it like
by
that?
By twerking.
She's the one that was twerking. She's got the booty. She's got the backfield of motion.
She twerked?
Yeah. Alicia Newman.
Do you have the evidence of her twerking?
It went viral.
I didn't see her twerking.
I will show you.
Okay. There's a picture of her.
Now, I want to see the twerk.
That's her face.
Okay.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
But here's where it gets very interesting.
What's that?
Too interesting, some might say.
Lay it on me.
It was discovered by over 20,000 new subscribers that she is also an OnlyFans.
Hey.
Really?
Yep.
So was she promoting that through the twerk?
You could say that was one way of doing it.
Yes. Canada.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Newman has reportedly had the page since before she competed in 2020 in the Tokyo Olympics, but the page has exploded in popularity since her viral celebrity moment.
Well, I mean, we all know that Olympians, not gets completely underwritten by their Olympic committee.
True.
You're always looking to supplement that income, and look at that booty. She goes over the bar.
Well, I need to see evidence.
Yes.
So what's the deal? What's the deal with the she has this OnlyFans now?
So here's the deal. Since the Olympics, she has gained 20,000 new subscribers.
Wow.
She is currently charging.
There's the twerking picture, by the way.
A discounted price of $7.75 a month for her OnlyFans page.
Okay.
The usual membership, $12.99, meaning that those 20,000 new subs would represent $150,000 a month.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah, man, no man. Here's my question, though. Do you think the IOC will consider these things going forward after this viral moment ban athletes who have one of those pages?
That's a really good question.
Well, I mean, a lot of folks, and I saw...
No,
they won't. No. How sex sells. By the way, everybody, a lot of stuff, you know, of course, the people... Well, generally, it's unattractive people who have an issue with attractive people being exposed. But it was all this, the over-sexualization of the track and field stars and the gymnasts. Well, I mean, the outfits are the outfits. I mean, you and I were laughing. We were watching here at Hooters, like, wow, the Brazilians are actually wearing shorts. What's up with that? Kind of goes counterintuitive with what we've come to expect in the Olympics and, like, sand and a beach volleyball and all that. But there were some really beautiful women in this, and it's so funny because some people have a problem, usually ugly women, with really beautiful women on television.
Yeah, I don't – Turtle, I don't think it's going to be – listen, this is something that she's doing outside of the Olympics. What, do you want her to pause it, I guess, while she's competing?
Right. It's personality, it's flares, all this stuff. Look, guys market themselves in the Olympics. Yeah, why can't women do it?
And people have a
choice.
Even
if they are not, it's the OnlyFans thing. Right?
I was going to say, yeah, people have a choice to go to these sites. Mike, people have a choice to go to these sites.
Yes.
And you can choose to go there or not. So, yeah, I'm going to say no, man. No, I don't think it's going
to
be that.
I could definitely see them trying to pull some sort of, like, morality clause. Like,
well, again,
this does not fit
But you want people to watch beautiful women competing in track and field. I watched more track and field this year because of how hot the women were. Call me a sexist pig.
Sexist.
But there were some really beautiful women in the Olympics this year. I watched crap I never watch.
No, the women.
No, there is sex appeal. To Mike's point, there is sex appeal to these amazing athletes, these women who are in track and field. It's one thing, yes, they're fast, but they're also very, very attractive women. There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, for instance, by the rationale of some of these feminist groups, I'll say what it is, call it what it is. The guys
are you trying to get us in trouble?
The guys who have the six pack abs, the swimmers, are they supposed to put on their bathrobes immediately as soon as they get out of the pool? Yeah, there's eye candy for the ladies too. So let's call it what it is.
Ladies.
Yes.
Caleb Dressel is a handsome man. I am confident to say that.
No, I mean these are the top 1% of the people on the planet. Okay, they're really godlike bodies out there, male and female. So let's enjoy it. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right. Something that we don't enjoy, boys, is more talk of Deion Sanders.
Oh, boy.
Well, ESPN couldn't help itself. They did an entire show today on Mike Greenberg's show, Get Up, talking about the idea that if the Cowboys fail this season, that Deion still, despite everything that's transpired in the last 6 months to a year, is the, quote, no-brainer decision for Uncle Jerry to go out and hire Deion to coach the Cowboys. I know I'm personally sick of this rhetoric.
What?
I don't think it's going to happen, but ESPN is pushing that narrative. Yeah, man, no man. Is there even a scintilla that happens?
No. I mean, I'm more prone to tell you that Mike's been saying this. Belichick ends up in Dallas than Deion. I mean, like, you know, Jerry's not getting any younger. He is desperate.
He's not getting any wiser either.
Well, that's true. You would think the older you get, the wiser you get. Yeah. But he's desperate for trying to get this team back to a Super Bowl. My guess is he would be more tempted to give the reins to somebody like that than to bring in Deion. Here's the deal. Jerry, for all the things you might think he is, he's still a brilliant marketer. Okay? He doesn't need Deion to increase the value of the brand of the Cowboys.
$10 billion, by the way.
Exactly. That Deion went to Colorado. They've sold out their season tickets. And they've got more NIL money than they've ever had. This is not that. He needs somebody who can get the job done if Mike McCarthy can't. So I'm going to say no, man.
Right. And if Deion can't win 5 games in Colorado, what makes him an NFL coach? I know what he at Jackson State, that was awesome, and he's got a right to go improve his station and go to a bigger school. But Deion, he's also got, like, I'm the biggest Deion fan in the world, but he's got to get some thick skin, man. He's getting crazy with the criticisms and the way he's overreacting and the stuff he's printing. I mean,
it's all
he hears everything.
He
he's
does,
going off on
but,
it.
But it's all publicity. I mean, Deion doesn't see it that way. Deion sees it as you're talking about us. You're talking about me. That means I'm prevalent. He doesn't see it as a guy that we see complaining about all the stuff that's being said about him. Colorado last year, that was a great story. Will they be another great story this year, Mike? To me, it's about winning
but
games.
I mean, but you're not going
to win games.
But real quick, sidebar. Deion's not going to answer a question from a local CBS affiliate because he feels CBS has a mean on for him.
So I'm talking about.
I mean, come on. He's got to grow some thin. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's other coaches. Like, he's not the only coach with thin skin who's in Division I, but we know there's people that have agendas against Deion. He's just making it easier for him.
All right, real quick before we get out of here, an important update to a story we were talking about earlier.
Does it involve twerking?
Yes.
Yeah, only one of those, Carl, only one of those per Yemen.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We have a limit.
All right, go ahead.
By the way, we're getting a lot of feedback on the text line. A lot of guys agree with us. They said they watch more of the Olympics because there's just some amazing stuff. I mean, it was beautiful women were part of the Olympic Games.
There's nothing wrong with these women being attractive and being great at their sports. There just isn't.
Period. The American women's 4x4 team was one of the most four gorgeous assembled women I've ever seen in my entire life. All right, real quick, an update.
We're not objectifying them. We're enjoying their talent.
No, they were talented and beautiful.
Thank you.
McCovey Cove Dave, who's the guy out there in the boat that you see
in the kayak,
getting all the foul ball or all the home run balls. He says that despite the historic achievement, he will not be giving the ball back to Michael Harris.
Oh, this is criminal.
He will be keeping it and adding it to his collection, saying if Michael wants to come and visit, he can come and visit my collection.
Yeah, you know what he's saying. If Michael wants to come cut a check.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, let's call it what it is. You're a nerd sitting outside a baseball stadium in a kayak. I mean, let's be honest. You know, it's kind of funny.
What are you saying? There's something wrong with a guy just waiting for a ball to be hit over a wall in a kayak?
Yes. You're a nerd. Yes. Loser.
Is that what you're saying?
You're a loser.
There's a guy just waiting for a ball with paddles?
You know, unless he's really supplementing his income. He's making like six figures selling these baseballs as memorabilia to fans who want to pay it. Okay. But, I mean, come on.
Come on, man. But here's the deal. You just said it, right? What is it? The first opposing Grand Slam? In the history of that stadium?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give the ball up to Michael Money Harris. That's an item that should be in his collection.
Yeah, nerd.
Nerd.
On that note, or in him.
Mike's right, though. I mean, seriously, what do? I sit in McCovey Cove and I wait on home runs.
Yeah, so you don't get to see any of it. I mean, unless you have a portable TV on the dock that he can see the game. I mean, he just sits out there and waits for the one, you know, the one in 150, whatever shot is, for that ball to land.
But I get my exercise every day. I get my exercise.
He and Marlins, man, should go away for a while.
I paddle everywhere.
Yeah. Chris is referring to the guy that wears that Marlins jersey. You see the orange jersey. We see him everywhere.
I've got my snorkel just in case.
Who is this?
Snorkel? Wait, the ball's float, sir.
Who is this dude? All right, we're coming back, guys. Hey, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We got some college football to talk about. What happened with the Falcons today in practice? Also, Coach Raheem Morris talking about the addition of Matthew Judon. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Mike Conn.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.